Main display. Looking at our main display piece, which gives a quick overview of the roundhouse and the history surrounding it, from the 1800s to the present day. From the main entrance in the visitor centre, head forward 4 metres or approximately 6 steps before going to the left. There are still original upright wooden beams from the horse stables in place, between 10 to 15 centimetres in width and spaced 1.7 metres or approximately 3 steps apart. Just below knee height, we have some hard seating placed 1 metre back from the walls. These are black with yellow facings, but are angular rather than square, so the corners may be facing outwards. We can't guarantee that these seats will remain in exactly the same position, but a member of staff will always be on the desk to help guide you if you would like some assistance. Alternatively, if you are coming through the centuries display, turn to your right and the main display board will be on the wall in front of you. The main display gives an overview of the history of the roundhouse from the early 1800s up to the present day. The large circular wooden display was created by local artists Space Play, who specialise in creating 3D models and objects. In the centre, there is a large tactile 3D map of the site, with the 2 gatehouses at the bottom and the large curved part of the building around the top. The display, starting at the top left, portrays the roundhouse's development in a circular counterclockwise fashion. This is a tactile piece of work. Please feel free to reach out and touch the display. You will now hear what is written on the display.
The 1800s, setting the scene, an industrial city expanding. Birmingham expanded quickly during the Industrial Revolution, boosted by the arrival of the canals in 1769. More and more people moved from the surrounding countryside in search of work. Conditions for the working poor become crowded and unsanitary. Investment in infrastructure and sanitation was needed. And that's where the roundhouse comes in. Birmingham Town Corporation responded by employing a host of workers to remove waste, pave new roads, and to begin lighting the streets. They were based across a wide network of municipal depots spread throughout Birmingham, all supported by horsepower. In 1864, Birmingham Town Corporation leased a convenience site between road, rail, and most importantly, canal on Sheepcote Street for the purpose of building a wharf. 10 years later, this plot of land would become the site of the roundhouse. But for now, the location was used mainly by stonebreakers who accepted deliveries of Rowley Rag and other stone at Corporation Wharf.
1873 Architecture Competition. In 1873, the Birmingham Corporation's Public Works Department organised a competition to design their new stables and stores on the site of the Corporation Wharf. The plans by architect W.H. Ward won by a narrow margin, although some thought the design was impractical. The building was completed in 1874. Why is it round? We aren't 100% certain of Ward's inspirations for the design, but it's fun to speculate. What we do know is that the sloping curved courtyard would allow for the roundhouse's large working horses to move in and out of the site. The roundhouse's different levels also provided access to the canal and an upper floor, creating a secure fortress-like building with lots of storage. Several other small buildings, now gone, were located around the roundhouse. They would have housed workshops and workers. What do you think? Why is it round? Corporation of Birmingham, a bit like the City Council today. The corporation relied on horsepower in the Victorian era and had a keen eye on profits and public benefit. The corporation's Public Works Department managed the roundhouse.
1874 to 1954, the heyday, providing civic excellence. Stonebreakers. Their job was to break down Rowley Regis ragstone into very small pieces with a hammer. A tough job for the poorest people. They continued to work here alongside the stables and other workers after the roundhouse was built. Rowley Rag, a hard stone used for the roads, It was quarried in the Black Country and brought to Birmingham on horse-drawn canal boats. Working horses. 50 working horses were stabled here, and they worked for up to 12 years for the corporation. The roundhouse horses pulled the Public Works Department's heavy carts and sometimes boats, moving stone, night soil, and other heavy goods around Birmingham. A great deal went into the care and keeping of corporation horses at Sheepcote Street Wharf, and the buildings themselves. So the roundhouse was also a workplace of many corporation employees who were critical to keep Birmingham ticking over. The roundhouse was just one in a network of such depots which kept Birmingham moving.
1954 to 2013. The Curious Survivor. A hidden architectural treasure. The last working horses owned by the Public Works Department were sold by 1954, but the roundhouse kept going as a city depot. In 1976, the roundhouse was granted Grade 2 star listed status, a key moment in its survival. By the 1990s, its time as a depot drew to a close. Horses and carts replaced by vans and cars. A venture called Full Circle turned the woodmill next door into the Fiddle and Bone, a much-loved pub and music venue. They also took over the roundhouse, which hosted small businesses, a nursery and exhibitions. A curious period of dashed hopes and then despair. But as the 21st century arrived and newer developments looked towards the canals, our curious survivor of the Victorian age was mostly unoccupied and was struggling to find an identity.
Today, reviving the roundhouse, new lease of life. In 2013, a chance meeting between the Canal and River Trust, now owners of the roundhouse, and the National Trust resulted in some exciting new ideas. Ideas turned into plans, plans into a project. With support from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, Historic England, and a range of other trusts and foundations, our building has been revived. Roundhouse Birmingham, a new independent charity, was created to operate and care for the roundhouse for years to come. So what's the roundhouse today? It's a workplace, a pit stop on a journey, and a place to start new ones. An old place put to new practical use. We think the corporation would approve. Join a walk, pop into a kayak, or explore Birmingham at your own pace. Hashtag see the city differently. Built for Birmingham and now celebrating Birmingham. Thank you to John Feeney Charitable Trust for sponsoring this display. Display designed and constructed by Space Play. Logos, Roundhouse Birmingham. Partners, Canal and River Trust, National Trust. Supported by National Lottery Heritage Fund, Historic England.